The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What messages does the world hold for me? And how can it contribute to my personal healing? This question and many more can and will be answered on today's episode of Illuminating You. Get ready for engaging guests and personal enlightenment. Now, here are the hosts of Illuminating You, Pat Nelson and Bryce Korzanowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Illuminating You. This is Pat Nelson and
Bryce Korzanowski. We're here talking today about the truth behind our vows and commitments. We have two special guests, June Angus and Kevin Angus, or better known as Judge. So just in case you hear us calling in the Judge, it's Kevin.
He is the same person.
Welcome, Kevin and June.
Hello? Are you there?
Hi there.
Hi.
Sorry.
So today, part of our show is, like you say, we're going to be talking about how June and Kevin's, it's hard to call him Kevin, June and Judge's, how they managed to get through their difficult times in marriage. And, you know, we all have, when we're married, we go through some good times, bad times, sad times, happy times, all those kind of times. And they have a story to be able to help tell us about what the true meaning behind their vows were and the understanding, as opposed to what's actually said in church or when you get married.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's important that we understand, first off, that there's commitments we make every day, all day of our lives. Marriage being one of the biggest ones that we all know about, in fact, and that's one of the simplest ones to talk about. But I want everyone to really relax and enjoy the show and understand that what June and Judge's story brings is not only about marriage, but every commitment that we make, whether we're committed to brushing our teeth at a certain time, taking our kids to school, or just going to the gym, or if we hire a personal trainer, the commitment we have to ourselves to continue to go and heal and do whatever we need. Right, Bryce?
Right. You know, I have one commitment that I have not wavered on.
What's that? Tell us.
It's waking up every day.
You are so illuminating. That is true. Whether times change, you always wake up.
Exactly. I always wake up. And sooner or later, I go to sleep.
That's right. That's my commitment, that I go to bed every day.
I appreciate that commitment.
Oh, my. Anyways.
So talking about commitments, Pat, you're a ordained minister, and you know, with being an ordained minister, what are some of the commitments that we usually say yes to? Mine were so long ago, I'm trying to remember what they were. You know, when we do our vows in front of a church or a justice mm-hmm. piece or whatever the case is, you know, I know one of them is to love, honor, and cherish or obey. It all depends on which
rendition you go with.
Exactly.
1940s or above. Isn't that the truth? I remember just before I got married, my dad handed me this ancient 1918 etiquette book, and he opened it up as a joke, but with a very stern face, and pointed at the way a woman should behave before her marriage, and she should always walk 10 feet behind her husband, eyes downcast, have the house cleaned and ready for when he gets home with a drink in hand, kids put away properly for the day. Like, and I just was looking at him just almost quaking in my boots, thinking, is this real? Is this really what he wants me to do? Is this my commitment?
Do you have that book?
Oh, yeah. I burnt it. Anyway, yes, there's a lot of commitments, and I think the biggest thing that I understand is the commitment that we make, no matter what it is, to ourselves and to our partner, is a commitment said in front of who you call God, Creator, the universe, but most importantly is we're making it to ourselves. So if we say to cherish or to obey, we have to really understand our words and understand what that means to us and our partner. If I take obey as meaning I'll do what you say once in a while, kind of what I do, and you take obey that whatever you say I should do, our commitment is pretty much null and void, actually, because we're not in clear understanding. And I think in today's world, not many people think about that. Not many people talk about it. Even the ones that do create their own vows and write their own vows, how often do those two partners talk about what the meaning is behind the words they're putting into their commitment? And that's the most important part.
It is, definitely. June, do you mind telling us, through part of your story, I guess kind of an overview of where you guys started, where you guys ended up when you guys met us, and even renewing your vows in front of the great Pat Nelson.
She is great.
Thank you.
Judge and I knew each other before we ever started dating. We worked together for a couple of years. We probably were friends for probably 5 or 6 years, and we're in different relationships with other people, and just ended up actually, through being friends, dating, and eventually getting married. It wasn't easy because we both had a lot of baggage from our past, and we'd been married previously, and the relationships we were in just before getting together had ended, and we had children from those relationships as well, so kind of blending families and all the fun that goes with that. We just loved each other enough to stay together, and had actually separated a couple of times. Judge had left, and it started getting harder and harder and to stay together. And I had my own issues that I needed to deal with and work through, and I ended up getting in contact with Pat and started seeing Pat and Bryce after having a reading. And was doing that for about a year and a half, and then Judge and I were pretty much bound for divorce court, and Judge ended up coming on board as well, and that was, I think, going almost maybe 2 years ago, and now we're still together, and actually renewed our vows with Pat in a real way for me that meant a whole lot different than just getting married by a minister. And we're still together and working on it, and it's the best it's ever been, and it just keeps getting better.
Great, awesome. Judge, how is your take on what June's saying? Is it pretty well the same? And the reason I ask you also, Judge, is because this is part of what we're talking about. If there's a misconception in there, then that's part of what the vows are. If we don't truly, as partners, understand what the vows are and what we're committing to, and talk about it, then there's a discrepancy there. So, Judge, how's your take on June's story? Actually, not how on her take on her story, but with regards to what's your opinion.
I pretty much agree with everything June said, and not just because she's my wife. It's all true. Like we were having a really rough go, and I had said to heck with it a couple times, and you know, left I think a week the once. We were definitely bound for separation. There's no doubt. I think even more so me, I had to make some big changes in my life and start realizing that not everybody was out to get me. So June and I kind of, with her working on her stuff, and then me starting with Pat and Bryce there also, it opened my eyes. We got going the right direction. We still have little tiffs here and there, but there, at least we can work through them properly now and not have to leave. When we, and I agree with June also on the vows, I mean, when we got married, conventional, I guess, marriage, it was a big deal. I mean, we both took it very seriously, but I think when Pat did it, it was definitely different from me also. It was to the heart. We will always be connected. So I think overall, pretty much, I can agree with everything June said and second that motion type thing.
Awesome, and I'm watching them. There's no
guesswork. We are a lot happier than we ever were a few years ago. We have good times. I mean, we work together. We live together. We pretty much do everything together. We're not the type we go, oh, geez, I'm going to head out with the guys and go do this. Or it's when we do things, we like to be together. We enjoy each other's company, and we like to do things together.
Perfect.
That's awesome, Judge. I remember when June came to me, and, you know, she's working on herself, and then this one day she came, and you guys had this big fight, I believe. I don't even remember what it was about, but... And she was in tears, and she was sitting there, and she's like, why am I staying, you know, all this stuff. And I said, because you said you would till you die. And I remember her eyes got as big as saucers, and it was like that was the end of the road. She just stopped. Her spirit just stopped, and it was like it suddenly hit her that, oh, I actually did say that. Do you remember that, June?
Yeah, I do.
How was that?
It sucked.
Good words for it.
Well, because I'm a big, if you know me, what I say, my word, and when I commit to something, I mean it, like, and I don't just say it. So, yeah, so for me, it was like, hey, well, I'm stuck. And I can't leave now. So when he's not changing, so what am I going to do? And how am I going to make this work? And I can't leave. It's kind of scary for me.
It's interesting, Judge. You brought up a perfect point. Is that you know, you said we took those vows seriously, I wouldn't say everybody, but most people at that time of marriage, they take it very seriously. But with the hoopla and the spending the money and making sure everybody's happy, and you know, the bridezillas and the manzillas or groomzillas, whatever you want to call them, and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes we forget that what we actually committed to and said yes to, and we continue on life, and then all of a sudden things start to get hard or rocky or rough, or we start challenging each other in our relationships, and then all of a sudden, you know, that till forever seems to slip off to the side.
Yeah, I remember my ex, before we got married, I remember saying to him, and he said right back to me, I said, I will only say these vows once. That's it. And that's what, and I still mean that today.
So, excellent lead-in, Pat. Excellent lead-in.
Thank you.
If we look at it, so you say those vows once, but yeah, you say it's an ex. Well, you said them once, and are you still holding true to your vows?
Absolutely, I am.
How does that work?
And I think June and Judge will have a story to this too, but and Bryce, you as well. Just because we do not live together, we still share all our commitments. I still look after him in sickness and in bad times, and he does for me as well, as we have in all our walk. If I need anything, he will be right there for me. If he needs anything, he will be right there for me. We have no anger towards each other. There is no reason for it. Even though we do not live together, cohabitate, we are still partners in the sense of all the commitments that we created.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying to me that nobody in all the vows, because like we said, you're an ordained minister, it does not read in there you will live together forever?
No, I have never read one that said that.
Well, there we go.
Or share a bedroom.
Oh, you know what? I know people that have two separate beds, and they're happily married. And
two separate rooms.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes maybe they push the beds together. Who knows?
I don't know. And so for you, June and Judge, this is that's an important question. How did you get around your vows when you decided you should run? In the bad times, when you're thinking about running.
Judge, what's your thought on that?
I think just at that point, just ignoring them and pretending, I guess, in my mind, they're not there right then, and not thinking. I don't know, I guess, being a guy, sometimes we are that way where we just get wound up and stuff and get going and our, well, I shouldn't say brain because I think at that point it's kind of shutting down some and we're not thinking clearly and remembering why we took those vows, I think, and looking at negatives instead of reality.
Mm-hmm. I think for me it took me a long time to literally get into the habit of understanding that this is forever. That, you know, nothing we do in life really is forever. Like, what else do you do that you make a commitment to forever so strongly and solidly? I went to churches for a long time, and even in that, I was not committed forever, really, if I got right down to it. So I had to really practice on remembering that there is no other option. This is forever. June?
Yes. yeah, I agree with that. For me, my fear would take over, and I would feel, because I've my past, because I've been abused and raped and physically abused as well, I was so in fear that that was going to happen that I felt trapped, and it wasn't fair, and I had to get out, I had to leave, and it wasn't fair that I had to stay because he wasn't treating me properly, and, you know, you can't expect me to stay when this is happening, so I'd go into fear.
Well, I guess to sum it up is when we get into those spots and that, you know, I don't want to be there, and we're not thinking about our commitments, it's we just put it off to the side and say, well, I did all that I could, and you know what, I've tried, but, you know, I just can't make this work, and as opposed to really understanding what we said yes to. But then again, on that same point, if we look at it and we actually break down the vows that we said as per the church's vows or the provinces or state's law, state's wording, is what does that actually mean? What did we actually commit to? And I can almost guarantee that if we went through and we looked at almost everybody's relationship, we'd be sitting in that spot of, ooh, well, if they sat down and actually talked about their vows, there probably might be some discrepancy in what the thought is. Well,
mm-hmm.
does it say in there that I'll never cheat?
Some say I will not covenant another.
Right. So it all depends on what happens there. Now, that this doesn't mean, well, hey, you know, you get free rein to go out and do that kind of stuff. And
nope.
By any means. And I think that's an unspoken vow, or that's an unspoken rule, or sometimes it's even spoken in the language that it's being presented.
Right.
But again, with no clarity, where do we sit at? So we're going to be going on break here right away. And if anybody has any questions for Judge June, myself, or Pat, go ahead and call into 1-866-472-5795. And I think when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the stories and my story, Pat's story, and what those vows actually mean, and where they go, and kind of get into how do we deal with those in those situations. So, like I said, go ahead and call into the guest line, or you can send us an email at illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. And we'd love to hear from you. And when we come back, we'll get back into the vows, or the truth behind our vows and our commitments with Illuminating You. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Illuminated Evolution offers spiritual healing through personal experiences to correct patterns that you have created over a lifetime. Illuminated Evolution offers psychic medium readings that are either face-to-face, by phone, in gallery or party settings, or done through email. We are available and have traveled internationally for these readings. We have a members-only blog site that is utilized to help people learn and grow to the true happiness that Pat and Bryce moderate. It's free from judgments and ridicule, which allow for true growth. With the Sacred Circle teachings, personal training, Reiki sessions, lessons, CDs for meditation and our teachings, DVDs for training, and workshops to meet your individual needs, along with a book coming in the fall of 2013 written by Pat, and the help of the spirit world, we will give you tools to change yourself for your own happiness and peace. What is success? Peace in everything. We are available internationally to meet your needs. Visit illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Warning, this path is not for those who do not wish to work hard and change themselves.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are tuned in to Illuminating You with hosts Bryce Korzanowski and Pat Nelson. We'd love to hear from you on today's show. Please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Illuminating You. This is Bryce Korzanowski and
Pat Nelson. Welcome back to the truth behind our vows, our commitments and our vows. Again, one of the biggest things that I've learned over the years and all my teachings and all that I've walked is our vows are never really to another person but to ourselves. Even when we get married, when I say I commit to you, is it really about me committing to them or me committing to myself that I'm committed to them?
Ooh, that's deep.
That is really deep.
Like swimming pool deep.
Swimming pool deep.
I agree with you totally, Pat. And, you know, beforehand, when I did get married, I would have never thought about it that way. But like you say, you know, walking this path and doing what we do and actually breaking things down, looking at them as what am I saying, who am I saying it to, and what am I actually committing to, it's a totally different eye-opener. You know, part of my story is that, you know, I am separated as well, and I promised all those things that, you know, we talked about, and my wife's father had passed away, and he had asked me to make sure I take care of his girl, my wife at the time, and our daughter, and make sure everything's taken care of, and I said yes to that, and then when we got separated, I wondered if I actually stayed true to that commitment as well as the commitments that I did make, and I echo what you're saying with your commitment, Pat, is that I am there and I take care of my wife whenever she needs a hand or she needs help or there's discipline needs to be dealt with our daughter or raising or whatever the case is, teaching, coaching, all that kind of stuff. I'm there to be able to help her. We went through a rough spot, but we are doing amazing. I enjoy having supper with her every once in a while and us conversing and stuff like that. And we have a new, different respect, a different understanding of what our relationship is. And I'm happy to see that it's flourishing and in a new spot rather than sitting in that proverbial gutter that other relationships have got to because of anger, spite, and resentment, and you did this, and you did that, and on and on and on. So many people can and do get to.
Yes, I certainly appreciate that you keep it. It is important to continually look at our commitments and our vows to understand them. So, June and Judge, I ask you, you renewed your vows. What made it so different from the first time to the second time?
because this time I meant what I was saying 100%. And for me, that's my real wedding anniversary. It's when he married me, not when I got married by the Justice of the Peace. Because even though that I meant my vows and I got married by the Justice of the Peace, I think always in the back of my mind I had that I could always get divorced. I could leave, you know, if I absolutely had to. But I didn't want to do that. And I remember when we got married, I had said to Judge that, you know, for me this is it. Like, and I was afraid to do it. I was afraid to actually get married because I had been married before once and almost got killed, and I left that relationship. And to me, growing up with my dad being a minister and with all the stuff on me that, you know, if you say this stuff, you mean it to God, like, and it's, like, serious, and you're not supposed to break those vows. And it was really important to me that when I said them, that was it, that we were really going to be together forever. And it wasn't looking that way. And so when I did do it with you guys, with you, Pat, it was, I knew what I was doing. And very conscious, awake, not asleep anymore in the world out there, but awake in the spirituality sense of what I was committing to myself and to Creator, not just to Judge, not just to a marriage, but it was actually way more than that. So it was a big deal, and me saying exactly what I wanted and was committing to for myself was a big deal because it was for me.
So I wanna echo exactly what you're talking about. You know, you actually brought it up a little bit at the beginning. Sorry, I got good ears and listen. You said you talked about it being meant, and I know you meant it the first time. I know you mean it the second time. It's just to sum it up on what you're saying, June, and correct me if I'm wrong. It's you meant it both time. You were just more aware and in a different understanding the second time, rather than. You weren't an understanding, but it was a lot clearer to you and what you were doing, and you put your heart, your soul, your spirit, and that understanding into the commitment to yourself as opposed yourself first, because that's who matters, and then Creator and Judge and stuff came second. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think it's a lot more sincerity, like you say. I think the biggest thing to really help our viewers understand, our listeners, sorry, can't really see us, so listening though, is that you woke up and you were aware of what you were doing. And I really appreciate that, and I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, even today, so many people, how many of you actually remember your vows? How many actually, here's the big question, how many of you actually understand what each word means? What does the word worship actually mean?
I don't know.
Judge? This is a test.
For me, it's kind of more like take care and make sure everything's okay and do what I can for that person.
For me, I'd come out and say it's to worship is to give selflessly to someone else as opposed to myself. So if I say I will worship Pat, well then I give to her as opposed to me because I'm worshiping something that given that to Pat. So see the difference in our understandings right there just between Judge and myself.
That's right. That's really important. And if you go back to the origins of the word, it really means the reverent love and devotion. Right? And so this goes back to Bryce when you brought up, does it say we will not cheat? Actually, the word worship does state that.
But if we don't understand that.
Exactly. There is where we go derail, yeah. Right? And I appreciate that Bryce worships me every morning, the ground I walk on. Anyway.
Oh, my mic must have been off.
But that's important, and I don't know, June and Judge, do you remember actually understanding the words you committed to the first marriage?
Yeah, because I said my vows. Like, I wrote my own vows.
Okay, so you understood what each word said and meant?
In my understanding, I never discussed what I was saying to Judge, whether he understood what I really meant or not. It was unclear.
So, you know, not to stir up religion, churches, justices of peace, and stuff like that, but
we could.
Or even people.
Why not?
That, Oh, you know me. I'm doing it anyways. I just like to say not to. That's like the prelude to the end of the world. But, you know, the people that write their own vows and then they don't show or talk to the other person about those vows, and it's, you know, quote-unquote a surprise. And so, well, my understanding about my understanding is might be different from your understanding. And if I'm in la-la goo-goo land and not really paying attention to those types of things, and I think one thing and they meant another, you know, maybe what's best, in my opinion, and I hold that to high regard because it's mine, is the way vows are done, whether it's church, justice of the peace, or the way people actually do it, writing their own, should be discussed. Mm-hmm. So that prior to actually making that commitment out loud in front of a justice of the peace, you know, mm-hmm. whoever it is, and discussed with the people and parties involved, which are husband, wives and wives, husbands and husbands, however things go, and discussing what the meaning is behind it, so that when we make those things in front of, witnesses, that it doesn't matter about the witnesses. I don't care what the witnesses say. It's that I'm making it to myself and I'm making it to that partner, and there's clarity behind it. So, you know, let's change the world today.
That's right, and that's one thing I must commend the Catholic Church on, is before people get married, they do have to go through a course and actually learn the words and the vows and the meanings of. However, that still does not mean that those partners or the people participating are awake and understanding their commitments. So today, after renewing your vows, what's different?
I'm different because I know that it doesn't have anything to do with him, with my partner. It has everything to do with me, and whether he's committed or not is really irrelevant because it's about me. So what he does and says and how he acts, really, even though it does affect me, doesn't affect my commitment.
Cool. And you, Judge?
For me, I like it was definitely awakening and more reality and a lot more personal when you married us. The commitment was, I guess, the same, only different, you know, and different being it was way more spiritual. Like, and now I am committed to June no matter what. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens with us in our life, I will always be committed to her.
It's a different understanding.
Yes.
A different awareness, I guess, the awakening,
yes.
as you put it, Pat,
mm-hmm.
of what we're actually doing and being aware in the moment, as opposed to, oh my God, there's a big party and I hope Grandma doesn't make a bum of herself and start dancing on the tables while I'm trying to make a speech.
Yeah.
Grandma, I love you.
It's true. I think the awakening is really important, too, because you get to talk and communicate in a deeper level and understand that why are you getting married? What is your purpose for getting married? And we talked earlier on a different show about a purposeful life, and I know some of the clients and people that we see and people that we walk with our family get a little tired of me every once in a while saying, well, there's no purpose. It has to have a purpose. What is the purpose? You just don't wash dishes for nothing. You just don't do this for nothing. There's a purpose. So what is your purpose for getting married? And I hear that all the time. Well, because I love them. And I call bullshit every time, pardon my French. But I do, because you know what? We cannot love someone until we know each other and until we love ourselves. And how many of you get married because you love yourself? Really, let's answer that question first.
Well, I would come out and say 1%, because how many people actually... Oh, sorry, did somebody else ask?
No.
1%, because how many people actually look in the mirror and love what they see? And even...
You, Grace, you.
Oh, geez, I loved myself for a long time.
I thought about saying it.
Yeah. June's brave.
Thanks, Jim.
But you're actually exactly right. You know, back when I did all my weightlifting, and you know, I was, you know, egotistical and vain in that spot. Did I actually love myself? Well, I would profess to anybody and everybody that I did, but in actuality, there was a lot of me that I didn't love. So if that's the case, well, then do I truly love myself? Well, no. You know, did I look in the mirror? Every mirror or reflection that was possible, you know, vehicles, if, you know, Judge and Jury Custom Polishing, which you guys are part of, actually polished a vehicle, I could see my reflection in it, and that's why I don't hang out at your guys' place too much,
because nope.
I wouldn't get any work done.
How true is that? Anyway, it's true, though, and, you know, I think that's what I've seen with June and Judge's new relationship and commitment and awake relationship is that they actually show love because they actually enact it out. Love is not just this great feeling that when everything's going well, it's perfect. Love is the actual act of staying committed no matter what happens. That is love. And I really do see that in your relationship in today. And not that you fight a lot. You guys, like, you work together, you live together, you play together. It's amazing. Not many couples can do that. And we see that on a daily basis that you guys work through the small, the medium, and the large issues because of love. And that literally keeps you committed.
You know, you bring up a good point. You know, there's not very many people that can live together,
mm-mm,
be married, and work together. And like I had alluded to, you guys own Judge and Jury Custom Polishing, mm-hmm, in Grand Prairie here. You guys, June, you know, just for a little bit more of the story, you know, June had other jobs, and Judge and June started up this business, and you guys polish vehicles together, you guys live together, you guys
race together.
Race your vehicles together and stuff like that, and you know, in order to be able to truly love yourself, love one another, to be able to stay hanging out for that kind of time frame is amazing. And you know, we commend you guys both on being able to do that, because not very many can stay committed to being with each other for that kind of time frame. And I know you guys get your own space when you guys need it, and you take it. And, you know, you take a day off here and there and stuff like that when there isn't anything to do, or maybe even when it's busy just for space, and that's very commendable. That shows the work that you guys have done to be able to do that and be in truth behind it, and not have these hidden, you know, arguments and, you know, gosh, I hate my boss, when you guys are each other's boss, right?
It's amazing. When we get back from our next break, we're going to ask you some really tough questions on how you keep your commitment strong and your love strong together. I think that's important for our listeners, not viewers, to hear something about.
I'm also going to ask you how to do a Rubik's Cube.
Judge?
Shotgun.
I usually just peel the stickers off.
Yeah. Anyways, if you do want to ask June and Judge or Bryce and I any questions, please email us at illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Or give us a call at
1-866-472-5795. And like you said, when we come back from our break, we'll ask some hard-hitting questions and maybe get some other questions answered on how you guys, so we alluded to how you get there, but how that road has been and what some of the key things that you guys do to be able to stay committed and stay committed to yourself, committed to others, and where things sit at. So when
keep the frost heaves down.
Keep the frost heaves down. Polish the vehicles.
That's
like I said, feel free to call in. And when we come back from our break, we'll ask some hard-hitting questions more and put these people on the spot and maybe get them to stutter a little bit. And because Pat likes to do that to me.
Darn
like
right.
Say, we'll be right back, and we'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Illuminated Evolution offers spiritual healing through personal experiences to correct patterns that you have created over a lifetime. Illuminated Evolution offers psychic medium readings that are either face-to-face, by phone, in gallery or party settings, or done through email. We are available and have traveled internationally for these readings. We have a members-only blog site that is utilized to help people learn and grow to the true happiness that Pat and Bryce moderate. It's free from judgments and ridicule, which allow for true growth. With the Sacred Circle teachings, personal training, Reiki sessions, lessons, CDs for meditation and our teachings, DVDs for training, and workshops to meet your individual needs, along with a book coming in the fall of 2013 written by Pat, and the help of the spirit world, we will give you tools to change yourself for your own happiness and peace. What is success? Peace in everything. We are available internationally to meet your needs. Visit IlluminatedEvolutionInc.ca. Warning, this path is not for those who do not wish to work hard and change themselves.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Illuminating You with hosts Bryce Korzanowski and Pat Nelson. We'd love to hear from you on today's show. Please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to Illuminating You with Pat Nelson and
Bryce Korzanowski. We're talking with June and Kevin Angus, or better known as Judge. And we're talking about the truth behind our vows and our commitments. And you know what? I love that voice that Voice America has for us because it sounds so professional. It talks about our website and talks about our email. It talks about calling in. It's great.
It is, actually. So just before break, we talked about hitting these guys hard with some questions. So you guys renew your commitment. You woke up. You renew your commitment to yourselves and to each other. And I don't know if you've actually discovered your purpose for your union. So let's talk about that. Have you discovered a purpose in one sentence?
How you could hear a pin drop.
Can you hear the crickets back there, anybody?
I think our purpose together is that we make each other better.
That's an awesome purpose. I really like that. You know, when I got together with my my husband, it was, you know, of course, love, 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 all this. But when it really came down to it, what it was he got me out of an alcoholic family, and I was able to provide him children. And you know what? That's awesome. It doesn't mean that it's not romantic. It doesn't mean that it's boring. It's a purpose is a purpose. And then later on, as the kids grow now, our purpose to stay committed to each other is, A, we said those vows, but it's also to help raise those children, to keep each other healthy and happy and moving forward throughout a daily life.
My commitment to my ex, or my purpose with my ex, realizing it now is, again, to join together, have a daughter at a very young age. You know, we were 17 and in school still when we had our daughter, and, you know, which is great because in a couple of years when my daughter graduates, you know, I'll be a fairly young dad and she'll be a fairly young mom, and you know, we don't have any other kids other than, you know, Pat's boys with us together, and Christy, my wife, doesn't, and we're able to do something different. So we get to, exactly like you're saying, Pat, raise kids together and be there for each other and make sure that one another are taken care of. I know I helped pull my wife away from her family, not that she needed to be pulled away, but be able to experience new things, and I got to experience new things, and that was part of our purpose as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Judge, what is your purpose that you see with you and June being together?
I mean, it kind of sounds corny, but, you know, we kind of complete each other. We're like, we balance each other out. We're just a really good team. Like, it's, we work well together. Like, not just work, but, I mean, there's times where I need to be pulled out of something, and June can do it, and vice versa. So I think we just kind of complete each other, and we are a balanced couple.
That's awesome. Actually, that's a really, really good purpose. I really like your guys' purposes.
Excellent. No, really. Like I'm thinking about it, and you know me, you guys. I make sure that if there's a hole there, I'm going to make sure that I point it out so it can get plugged.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was looking for it. So now that you've committed your vows to and renewed them and understand them, how do you keep yourselves in them, and how do you stay happy with each other? What do you do on a daily basis for our listeners?
I make me happy.
Ah, and how does that help Judge?
Because then I'm happy, he's happy. Happy wife, happy life. No.
Is that the truth, though?
No, if I'm looking after myself and I'm responsible for my own happiness, then he's not. So.
Whoa, wait. Wait right there. Back up. Beep, beep, beep. Say that again.
I'm responsible for my own happiness and he is not.
Thank you so much, June, because so often we enter into relationships and partnerships expecting the other to make us happy. I know I was there, and I'm pretty sure everyone out there, listeners, or almost everyone has been there at one time, and really, how can another make us happy? That's excellent. And what else do you do?
Be loving. Be what you want to get. Try and be understanding. Allow your partner to have their own space, their own emotions and feelings, and phone pad brace.
Text daily.
Yeah. It wasn't an easy road. I have blisters on my fingers. You just have to keep doing the work, and you have to appreciate what you have, and always trying to have gratitude for the good things in your partner and try to focus on those and not all the negative bad stuff.
You know, there's two other really good points there that I appreciate, and that is the one you made, always doing the work. I know in my relationship it was like, okay, we got married, we're doing this, we're having kids, there's no more work to do, we just live. And, you know, being young and naive, that was my thought, and it is. It's daily work. It is a daily work on not only the relationship, but like you say, yourself, keeping yourself well and keeping yourself happy. And the other point was lost to me right now, because I think I want to ask Judge, what's your take on that, doing the work daily?
It's a must. I mean, it's needed for sure. I mean, yes, I fall by the wayside sometimes. I'm a typical guy that way. I get going, I get up in the morning, half my day's done work-wise in my head already, so I'm so far ahead of myself half the time that when I realize that, oh, I should have called Bryce, it's like sometimes I'll get reminded by my partner. maybe you should have called him. Yeah, I know.
It's never, and, I know, what are you talking about? Get off my back, woman!
And just being committed to myself and working on myself and letting my partner be who she is. She's her own person.
Isn't it amazing?
I love her for who she is. None of us are perfect, but you know what? We just work together, and I always just try to... Do I get pissed off sometimes? Well, no doubt. Like, I think everybody does, but I'm being able, because of doing this walk and because of you guys, Pat and Bryce, like, I'm learning that I can take that step back most of the time and go, hey, no, this is reality. I love her. Like, I love her for her. This is nothing. This is a little bump. You step over it and like, oh, okay, let's go on.
You know, you alluded to something I think that's very key, Judge, is that, and I want to really shine the proverbial light on it, is that...
Oh, great.
when we're in it, it's very hard to see exactly what you're talking about.
me, you, and I can almost guarantee you 100% of the people out there, is that when we're in our garbage, when we're in our angers and stuff like that, are we able to see those little gems of, oh, that partner's trying to help me out? No, you know, a lot of the time it's get off my back and quit harassing me, you know, quit trying to hurt me. And we always have to remind ourselves, and you know, we said it to you, we said it to lots of people, is that in the partnership, one person has to be able to have their head screwed on enough in those arguments that they can pull themselves out and not go into it, or they can help pull their partner out if they're too deep. Because once we both get into it, or you both get into it, it is very hard to, and somebody has to snap out of it to be able to pull each other out. And in those times, it's very, very difficult. So it's great to keep those comments that, exactly like you said, Judge, on the far forefront of our mind, as well as, that person that I married is not trying to hurt me, because if they were, then I would be hurt by now.
That's
and
right.
If you are in a relationship like that, you know, maybe it's time that you need to get out of it, but you need to really look at that. Are they, that person, trying to actually hurt me? Because nobody that would get married to somebody would really want to hurt them.
No. And I think the biggest thing, too, is both of you spoke about it, is the attitude of gratitude. You know, so often we fall into that negativity that you spoke about, June, and all we do is sort of in our head or out verbally is complain and moan and drip about our partner, and we forget that every day they give us something, even if it's just somebody to complain about, even if that's all it is. Every day our partner gives us something. And usually it's more than that. It's strength. It's a home. It's a job. It's food on the table. It's somebody to cuddle. It's somebody to be with. It's somebody to think about instead of ourselves. Whatever. There is always something they give us. And we cannot forget that on a daily basis.
That gives me a hard time a lot.
Yeah. I give them a lot of hard times. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, there is a lot to relationships, a lot to marriages, a lot to partnerships. You know, it doesn't matter how you call it, what name you put to it. You know, I once had somebody come out and ask me, you know, I consider Pat my partner, and they said, well, isn't that your girlfriend or isn't that your wife? And, you know, and I said, look, I really need you to look up what those actually mean. And I challenge anyone out there to take a look at what the actual definitions to it is. And when I look up partner, that encompasses everything.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that is, that has more validity and more strength to what a word is and what's being done than anything.
Absolutely. So at first we have to start, if you're getting married or if you are married, I would definitely bring out your vows. Take a look. Look at the origins of the words you've said to each other. Discuss it and understand together your commitment so that you can produce a purpose. And it doesn't have to be romantic. In fact, it shouldn't be. We become together a union for practical reasons. The earth doesn't grow a tree to be romantic. The earth does not have birds to be romantic. The earth does not have bugs to be romantic. We are part of nature and part of the earth. And thus, we are not really romantic. We are practical beings. We come together to share finances, to grow a home, to raise children who will be our next leaders or doctors or teachers. We come together to give each other the balance that we require in order to keep a job going or to keep another family going or to help our elderly. We come together to help the community. Whatever the purpose is, be grounded in it.
You know what, as I like to do, I like to break things down into its simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we can, you know, keep it simple, stupid, the KISS method, once we can break it down into the simplicities of everything that it sits at, it's very hard to get messed up into that proverbial gray zone that I keep hearing people talk about and go on about. Because, you know what, life is black and white. I hate to tell you, life is black and white. The only ones that put it in the gray zone are us. You know, and if we break it down to black and white, you know, we are animals. We are animals on this earth, and we are here to procreate. We are here to have partners and help each other survive, and that is a basis of it. You know, you look at a animal in the wild; they're there to breed and protect, and that's exactly what we're here to do. Although we got concrete buildings that we have to house and stuff. We're getting ready to wrap it up here in a little bit. We got a couple minutes, and I'd like to thank Kevin and June for coming on our show and talking to us.
And that other guy, Judge.
And that other guy, Judge. Split personality.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It has been definitely our pleasure walking with you, and lovely for you to hear your stories.
Before we end, I'd like to put out a couple challenges to those people, you know, that are listening out there. I challenge you to understand the vows that you committed to and how you made them to yourself, not to somebody else. Another one, review what your understanding of your vows and commitments are that you made and look at them and talk with the other person. And what purpose do you and your partner have together?
Well, you're just creating arguments.
Oh, exactly. So our next show that we're going to be doing is we're going to be living as part of nature, and we're going to have Adam C. Hall, author of Earth Keeper. He's going to be here, and we're going to be talking about living as part of nature and how that actually works. So, like I said, thank you very much. If you guys have any questions, call in or send in to our email address. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again later.
Thanks, June and Judge. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you again for joining us for this week's program. Tune in next week for another edition of Illuminating You with Pat Nelson and Bryce Korzanowski. We'll talk again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a great week.